Laugh Now, Die Later. Yeah, you already fucking know. Live from Chinatown. Before I give a proper introduction to my guest, I was like, I kind of do want to bring it up. I'm like, the plutocracy tsunami thing, even though it's like, it's not that serious. It's really not. It's just, who cares? Whatever you think about the topic, doesn't matter. I wanted to bring this up. I was like, literally on the way here, right? I live in South Central, so I took the train here. So it was like an hour and change. And on the way, I was like, I'm seeing stories. I'm like, yo, what is it? You know what I mean? It's like, it just seems like a big deal, but like, then it is. And I download Twitter on the way. By the time I get here, like, I was like, I don't have Twitter, right? So I've never had Twitter. I'm like kind of anti-Twitter, but like, I'm like, damn, like, I'm gonna give in. I was like, I download Twitter. By the time I get here, I have already deactivated Twitter. Just because I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. I was in it for like, yeah, literally like 5 minutes. And then by the time I was like, yeah, like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I look at it, I was like, I see everything, I'm like, oh my god, I can't, like my brain can't handle this. What I'm trying to say is, I don't care if you're, like, on the right opinion side, or on the wrong opinion side, or if you're on, like, whatever you call it, like, just, like, I feel like, imagine if, like, all the people who are on Twitter, like, read a book, you know what I mean, like, write a book, or, like, even, like, not even a book, like, a chapter of a book, you know what I mean, it's like, you will, like, it just... the world will be a much better place. So, like, just, I don't know, like, literally, like, just stop me on Twitter, make something of your life, like, just learn something new, you know what I mean? Just, I don't know. Like this shit's silly. Get out of here. But, my special guest is, Andrew. What's your last name?
Like, Solis.
Solis. Yeah. Andrew, sorry, I was like, damn, like, I hear. Andrew Solis, Despise You, Deadbeat, Beyond Pain, and Apparition. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, dude. Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming all the way over here, dude.
No, thank you for letting me in your that's your studio. Where the name came from?
One of my favorite like hardcore bands is No Comment, and they have the song Dead Stare for Life, and I just thought it was cool.
Okay, I should have known that. I like No Comment.
No, that's all good.
What happened to No Comment? Like, I want to know, like, you know, like. I mean, kind of going with the topic, but it's like, what happened to this dude?
Well, I don't know. Like, I Andrew Beattie, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, I think maybe someone had, like, passed away or something. And I don't think they would ever, like, even consider, like, doing any shows ever. But, like, No Comment was kind of also, like, part of, like, Man is a Bastard in a little bit. So, like... you know, Andrew Beattie still kind of, like, still did stuff for a little bit. He also did, like, Low Tier Profile with, like, Matt Domino from Midfest and Chris Dodge from Spaz. And No Comment as a band would, like, never happen again. But, like, those guys all still kind of do stuff if they can, I think. I think Andrew specifically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, all right, let's take it back then. You're from Linwood? Or you're born in Long Beach, raised in Linwood? How was that?
Yeah. Linwood is cool. Like, I wasn't, like... there a lot. Like, my mom and dad were from Linwood, and I was actually, like, raised in, like, Huntington Park, Southgate area.
From there?
Yeah.
I know. I'm, like, I live in, like, right by the Alameda Plaza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I you know where that, I think it's a Superior Market, or, like, a Super A, that's on California. You go down, it's, like, California, and, I think it's, like, fucking Salt Lake, I think that's what it's called. I don't really remember the streets anymore, but like, I used to live off of Hill Street where the train tracks are in HP.
Was there a train station near you?
No, it's like industrial train shit. You know, like, you know where that Walmart Plaza is? That, like, the, what is it?
Yeah,
it was right next to there. But
That's HP crazy.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah,
that's crazy.
I know. A really long time, too, when I was a kid. Yeah.
And was that plaza there?
No.
What was there?
No, I don't even fucking remember, dude. Like, I do know that that 7-Eleven that's on that corner, I think it was there, like, when I was a kid.
Yeah. That's crazy. I live, like I could take a bus, like, and then it'll drive me off, like, in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, I still go there, like, to that plaza all the
time. Really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool if I ever, like, run into it, like, because, like, no one from Hardcore goes, or, like, HP, Southgate, like, Bell, like, you know, that area, like, Maywood, like, maybe a little bit now more, but, like, I feel like it's not, like, it kind of, like, dried off with Hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, over time.
Yeah, I mean, I used to, like, I mean, I was in, like, Southgate, like, all the time. Like, an old friend used to live there, and we used to hang out all the time, and my mom still lives in Linwood, so, like, I'm still there, like, all the time.
Damn, that'd be crazy. Yeah. I go there, I'm, like, literally, like, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Now, how were you as a kid? What type of kid were you?
I was a good kid, dude. I mean, like, I wasn't, like, a bad kid, you know? Like, I wasn't, like, a troublemaker or anything like that.
Drugs, alcohol, like, no. Fights?
No.
No, no. You were straight edge?
I was straight edge until I was, like, 23.
How'd you find out about Hardcore?
So, in, like, 7th grade... Well, so, it's, like, going way before Hardcore is, like, I'm a product of, like, the new metal era. You know what I mean? So, like, I grew up listening to, like, my favorite band to this day is System of a Down. Like, to this day, like, they're the reason, like, I play music. They're the reason, like, why I listen to so many different things is because they do so many different things with their music. And, like, Slipknot was a big one. Deftones, like, now, like, as of more in the last, like, 10 years, Deftones has been, like, a big favorite of mine. When I first heard that shit, I thought it sucked. But as a kid,
I don't like Deftones to this day.
Really?
Oh, I'm like, that's like the only band that I'm like, this is...
Shit sucks.
Yeah, like, even like, not to diss any band that sounds like them, but like...
Yeah.
Just like that, like I'm not gonna name the band, but I saw a band that's in hardcore that sounds like that.
Yeah.
And I saw them live, I'm like, oh, like... It's like, you're like... I'm like, oh my God. I just wanna go to sleep.
Yeah, I fucking love that band, dude. And like, I think a lot of like the newer stuff that's kind of ripping off a lot of that stuff is like...
Deftones is, like, bigger now, right? Like,
yeah, bigger than they've ever been.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, a lot of bands that do that sound now, I would rather just listen to Deftones, yeah. You know? But,
yeah. I mean, System of a Down, a Power of Violence band?
Are they?
Technically.
I mean, yeah, like, they have blast beats, dude. You know? Like, what other band in the world can you name that does, like, a blast beat verse part, and then they'll go into the chorus with, like, an acoustic guitar and, like, a mandolin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no other band can do that besides System of a Down.
Well, do it that makes... That is playing in stadiums.
Yeah.
I mean, there's bands that do that, but, like, yeah. Not... You know, for that to be in a stadium.
Yeah, they were the first of their kind. They're the only of their kind, really, yeah. You know?
And I mean, yeah, they're just, like, weird, but, like... And they're, like... And, like, even if, like... I mean, maybe, like, early System of a Down, but, like, if you look at them now, I'm like, damn, like... Like... I can't, like, they just don't look cool, if that makes sense.
No, I understand what you mean.
Yeah,
you know, I would have, I've seen them, and, like, I already saw them when they're, like, all old and weird, but, like, I wish I would have saw them when they were, like, crazy looking.
You know? Yeah, like, in Hollywood, like, in 1999.
Yeah, I'd wish, dude, but...
But, yeah, like, they don't look cool. They just, like, they're weird. They, like, kind of sabotage your career.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was, like, I did security for, like, for that, like, for, what's a fucking anime convention, yeah. and like, you just hear, like, you know, like, all these, like, pop songs, like, playing, like, and then System of a Down is playing right before Lil Yachty comes on, and you just see, you know what I mean, all these kids that are not rocker, you know what I mean, they're, like, on the, like, K-pop side,
yeah.
They're, like, just, like, screaming, when angels is there, I'm, like, yeah. In 2022, I was, like,
I mean, they're the band that, like, you can go up to, like, the punk kid, or, like, you can go up to, like, the Foo or something like
the metal,
that.
The
and
heart.
They'll know, like, wake up,
yeah.
Girl, what's your, you know, they'll know that, like, yeah. You ask anybody will fucking know that, you
yeah
know? But like they were huge growing up for me, and like still to this day, like, but then I got into like post-hardcore pretty early on, and like hardcore stuff pretty early on before I even like knew it was like hardcore, like, back in the day. Like, in the early 2000s, there was... when, like, DirecTV was, like, really, like coming up. My mom had just gotten it, and there was a music channel. It was called MMUSA, and it was...
Sounds familiar.
It was...
Was it after wrestling?
I don't know what that... I don't know.
Like, after WWE? Like, Raw or something? Like, you play and start...
No, it was, like, a music... It was, like, an MTV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, it was, like... The alternative to MTV, like, they were playing, like, crazy shit. And, like
what?
like, I saw Sworn Enemy for the first time on there. Hatebreed.
The 100 Demons video?
I don't even know if I remember 100 Demons when I was a kid, but, like fucking, just, like, crazy shit. Like, I saw, like, black metal, like, death metal. Like, there was a channel on, or there was a show on that channel called Uranium that, like, played a lot of crazy shit. They would even play, like, System of a Down. And, like, the first hardcore song that I ever heard was I Will Be Heard by Hatebreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, I just thought it was metal, you know? Like, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of metal, right?
Yeah, I mean, because it was on the show with, like, all these, like, metal bands, and, but then, like, that was, like, the first thing I ever heard that was just, like, open chugs, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, shit like that, and, you know, I heard, like, Glassjaw on there, too. Like, Glassjaw is, like, a huge, like, thing to me, too. Like, I love Glassjaw, and, but yeah, dude, like, I got into, like, punk in, like, middle school, I think. I found out about, like, you know, Black Flag, Circle Jerks, fucking Misfits.
Cool. Were you going to gigs? Were you, like, did you find any other people that liked it around the area?
I had one friend that, like, him and I, like, we both kind of got into it together. I was always, like, the rocker kid, but he was, like, a wannabe, like, gangster kid. Like, he was a white boy. So, like, he wasn't, like, really like cholo or anything, but he was like hanging around with like a lot of the cholos in middle school and stuff, and he was into rap. And like, I came back one summer from like, or one year from summer vacation, and he was wearing like a Dead Kennedys t-shirt. I was like, yo, like we're into punk now or what? And he was like, dude, have you heard this? And I was like no. I was like, I know who that band is, but like, I never really got into it. He was like, dude, like let's hang out, dude. Like, and we just started hanging out, me and this kid Steven, and like, me and Steven are still friends to this day. And like
where's Steven now?
He's got a kid, he's in Norwalk. Yeah, he's not
so like, rocker.
Kinda, I guess. Him and I ended up starting a band like after high school. And
what was the band called?
Barking Backwards.
And what type of band was that?
It was a power violence band. Oh, okay. And we played the first InFest reunion show at the Echo.
Dang.
Yeah, it was hilarious because we had only played like 5 shows before that.
How'd you get on that show?
Joe D'Annunzio from InFest messaged me directly on Facebook and asked us to open.
He liked Parking Backwards?
Yeah, it was cool.
That's crazy.
But like, Steven and I would kind of just, you know, this is like LimeWire era, you know? Like, you're kind of downloading music off of the fucking internet and like, viruses and shit, you know what I mean? And then there was like Soulseek, and we're just kind of downloading shit. Like, we're on YouTube and like looking shit up and just finding bands. We found like Charles Bronson, Spaz, Plutocracy, and like shit like that. And I started getting into like that sort of stuff like way before I started getting into anything else. And
so you're a power violence kid at heart?
Yes, somewhat. Like, that's, like, my shit. Like, I love that shit, you know? And, like, but I also, like, love, like, the early 2000s new metal shit, too, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, I guess, like, my music taste is pretty diverse when it comes to that. And I was always kind of made fun of in high school for that. Like, I was still, like, the crusty kid. But, like, I would still ride or die for System of a Down. And everyone's like, dude, you're fucking whack, dude. And I'm like, dude, it's sick. Yeah. Listen to what they're talking about. They're talking all the same shit as, like, these...
Yeah.
Anarchist crust bands are
violent, you know? Pornography.
Yeah, dude. And yeah, like, I got into like deathcore for a little bit, just like everybody else did. Like, I was in a deathcore band.
What was your deathcore band called?
I was in a few. I was in this band when I was like 14 called Discordant. Yeah. And like, I was still like a punk kid, but I just like thought I was playing like an extension of like metal, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I just met these guys and like, they were like, hey, we need a guitar player. And I started, like, learning their songs. And that got me into, like, deathcore. Like, I started listening to bands like Molotov Solution and being like, damn, this is crazy. Or, like, fucking...
I don't hate that band.
You hate that band? Yeah. I mean, I don't like it anymore either. But, like, I remember at the time, like being like, damn, this drummer's fucking crazy, you know? And, like, hearing bands like Impending Doom before, like, Impending Doom was what they are now. Like, they used to be, like, a crazy grindcore band. And,
oh, yeah.
There was, like, I've Been Shot. There was Cryptic Gallbladder Splatter.
Bring Me the Horizon Deathcore era was pretty wild.
Dude, that was one I never got into.
That was sick.
Yeah, I think I missed that wave completely. My girlfriend, she's, like, she like would listen to
we
that.
We will
shit.
Never rest.
That's hard. Did you get a beatdown phase after that?
Yeah, it looks like
we're leading up to the beatdown phase.
Yeah, I mean, like just like everybody else, like you start like figuring out more stuff, and then you're like, "Oh, this is cool." Like that's not cool anymore. This is cool. And like,
so I feel like I'm the same, but I think with you it was like. Like I like will get in like into like something and then like be done with like 5 months, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And like I like, you know, like, and then I just take what I really like from that. But like I feel like you, like you're really like deep, like, you know, you were in the band,
yeah.
And then you were like, you know what I mean? And then onto the next phase. But like, you're,
I mean, I started like every band, like every band that I could start, like of whatever I was into, like I would try. Like I really got into like heavy hardcore, like in my late teens, and started listening to bands like Marauder and like Hatebreed and Terror, and like was also listening to like that like heavier, more like breakdowny shit like Recon or something.
So you like heavy
that.
Shit?
Yeah.
Do you not like Youth Group?
I never really got into it. Dude. Like I can't say that I'm a fan of like Gorilla Biscuits or Youth of Today or anything like that. But like not, I don't hate it.
So you like Shelter plays you like that?
Yeah, I don't care. You know, like I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna go to work or something. You know, like, but like I never really found any like real substance and stuff like that, at least for me. Like I understand like a lot of people will find like find something in that they enjoy about those like genres or bands or whatever, but
you're a heavy
me,
guy.
Yeah, with me it never really resonated with me, you know, like, and I think that comes, that stems back to like the like nu metal shit, you know, like I just like to really like Slipknot, like Iowa eras, like. Like, when I hear something, like, to that bar, I'm like, this is what I fucking like, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, Judge, Youth of Today, like...
Well, do you like Cold World?
Cold World's cool, yeah. When I was in Frostbite, we used to cover Cold World. Oh, no, it was a Cold as Life song, sorry. No, Cold World's cool, though, yeah.
Yeah, see, I can't imagine, like, from what you're telling me. Well, do you like Motorhead?
Yeah, dude, that was the first CD I ever bought as a kid. Huh. It was like a Live in England Motorhead CD.
Sick.
Yeah.
And how was your time at Frostbite? How old were you when you joined Frostbite? You were like a shit ton of bands then.
Yeah, I was in Frostbite at the same time I was in Barking Backwards.
You were in the same time?
Yeah.
Was Frostbite before or after Deathcore?
After. Yeah, Barking Backwards and Frostbite. Barking Backwards was the first band that I started that was not... Like, it was like something that I actually wanted to do, and not like something that I was like just kind of
it was you
throwing at the wall and seeing if it sticks. Like, this is the first time I was like, this is what I want to do, you know? Like, because like that was the shit I grew up in like middle school and high school. So, like, I was like, fuck it, like, I'm gonna take it way back and do stuff that I actually want to do, not this like corny deathcore stuff. I was only into deathcore for like a year, dude. Like, or maybe 2 years, you know, like it wasn't that long.
2 years into deathcore, that's crazy.
Yeah, like it was like, it wasn't like that fucking long. And, but you know, when I was in Frostbite, Chucky and I go like way back, like so MySpace era. Like,
he has beef in MySpace or?
No. Like Chucky and I have always, Chucky's been like one of my like closest friends for like, I would say about like half my life at this point.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he was doing like his own thing. He was doing like deathcore bands too, and he was trying to do like a post-hardcore band at one point.
Chucky was trying to do a post-hardcore band?
Yeah, it was so called...
That's gonna be a title.
It was called Rest Assured. Yeah, he'll probably get mad at me for bringing that up.
It wasn't a Rest Assured.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it should suck. Sorry, Chucky. Mm. But like, him and I were kind of doing the same thing. We're always like on the grind, like just kind of like wanting to start bands and play shows, and we would play shows together. And then like one day, I don't even like, I had this band, it was called Cast Down, and it was like, we never played a show, like at least like the original lineup, we never played a show. The band like kind of like imploded before like we could even play our first show. And we're doing like heavier hardcore, like with like some fast parts and stuff. And when I wanted to bring the band back, I asked Chucky if he wanted to do it, and he was like, yeah, like he was down. And he had like a couple people in mind, and I had joined this deathcore band called We Are the End, and they were like signed to like Metal Blade, and like,
I know, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, they were pretty big. And like, you know, I was like 17 at the time, and I just told Chucky, I was like, hey, I'm actually gonna like go on tour with this band, and like I'm gonna just gonna do that, you can have Cast Down. He was like, all right, cool.
The fuck?
So he like took Cast Down and like ran with it, And then I did Weird at the End. Weird at the End got dropped from the label, like after we got back from that tour.
Why?
Before I was in the band, there was already, like, a bunch of, like, crazy stuff that they had gone through, like with, like, past members and stuff. So, like, I think that it was just, like, bound to happen. Like, the label was... I think the label was afraid to put any more money into the band because they knew how unstable the band was.
Oh.
So I dropped out of high school for this band, went on tour, and then came back from the tour. And they were
and like, you didn't know anything about that?
No, I like, did. Yeah, but
so you knew they were going to probably get dropped from the label?
I didn't know that, but I did know that there had like a lot of like, you know, there's a lot of baggage there for the band. And so, yeah, it was like, got dropped from the label, and it was just like, oh, damn, that sucks.
What'd your mom think?
Oh, she was fucking livid, dude. She was mad when I told her I was going to go on tour. And she was like, you know, she was like, you're just not going to go to school anymore. And I was like, in my head, I was like, fuck no, dude. Like,
were you doing good at school as it was? Or
no, I hated school. Like, school was never like a thing that I was like, that I wanted to do or be good at ever. And like,
do you have siblings?
Yeah. None of us like.
Finished high school?
No.
How many siblings are there?
So there was my brother, and then there was my sister who passed away a couple years ago, and none of us finished high school.
Three.
Bro, my parents didn't even finish high school. Damn. So, like, nobody in my family, like, finished high school. Yeah. But, like, that's not to say that we're, like, dumb people or anything like that. At least, maybe, I don't know, maybe we are. I can't be the one to tell you that or not, but, like, I just felt like I was never kind of into it, you know. Like, I always like wanted to learn. I still like love learning new shit all the time.
Yeah.
But I think like this, the way that the system was put together was something that I just always fucking hated. Like homework, I was like, why am I gonna take this home and work on this? Like, why can't I do it here? You know, and like, and I don't even want to fucking do it here, you know. Like, so like, I always hated school. I dropped out, went on tour. I always wanted to play music, and then
the band breaks up,
and.
What do you do then? You're like, mom, like...
I was just like... My mom was like, all right, like, now what are you going to do? I was like, well, I guess I'll get a job, like, once I turn 18.
What did you get a job for? What was your first job?
My first job ever was California Traffic Control.
The fuck is that?
It was like a... You know, like you see the guys, like, they put cones up and, like, traffic signs directing you and doing detours and stuff. I was doing that for, like, 6 months.
That sounds not that bad.
Yeah, it was cool. And, like, it paid really well at the time. Like, I mean, like, minimum wage at the time was, like... fucking $6 or $7. I was getting paid 12, you know. So at the time, it was like pretty dope.
Yeah, you're getting paid like $30 now.
Yeah, some whatever. And like, and like, I did that for a little bit, and then I realized like I didn't want to do like the touring thing in like my late 20s.
Well, you skipped out. You're 21 at this point. You're like working. Are you how old are you?
I'm 30 right now.
No. Like
at the time
when you were working.
Oh, I was still like 18.
All right, so
I
you're
was
18.
Really young. Yeah.
You do all these bands. At what age did you join Frostbite?
So before that, I like didn't do the band thing for a while. Like there was like 2 years where I was like, I don't want to.
You were burned.
Or maybe like a year where I was like, I don't want to fucking play in a band anymore. Like,
you were burned or you were just.
Yeah, I was just like, I was like, fuck this, dude. Like, I don't even want to play guitar anymore. Like, I really didn't want to play music anymore at one point.
Why?
Because, like, the band got dropped from the label, like, and, like, we tried to do, like, another band afterwards, and it became, like, not fun because they were trying to turn it into, like a job. And I was like, man, fuck this, dude. Like, I didn't want to start a band.
Was there a reunion show for that?
No.
Right now?
No. I mean, I think to this day they're still trying to like that band is still trying to be like relevant, but like that's none of my business. They can do whatever the fuck they want, you know. Like, but like I for a while I wasn't playing music, and then I think when I was like 19 or 20, that's when I started throwing the idea around of doing like a power violence band, because like that was like the shit I loved growing up, like. And I started the band with a couple friends, and
I was Barking Backwards.
Yeah, Barking Backwards, and then started playing shows, and then we played the fucking Infest reunion show, which was really funny. And then I guess the reason why I ended up or how I ended up in Frostbite is because Chucky recorded Barking Backwards,
and then Chucky was like, joined Frostbite.
Yeah, he would just be like. food, can you just like fill it in? I'm like, yeah, I'll fill it in. And I filled in, and then eventually, like, I was playing shows with them like all the time.
And they kicked you out, or?
I quit.
Why'd you quit?
Because, like,
I think I know, but I don't even want to say.
I quit because the drummer at the time was like talking bad about me all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And like he was like,
I was like, is you wearing shorts?
Yeah. How'd you know about that?
So Naruto shit? No, yeah. They told me about it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Fucking fuckers, dude. But yeah, like, I was...
They didn't like it because you wear shorts?
Well, it was because I was a punk kid. Like, I wasn't, like, the tough... I wasn't the tough guy. Like, right. I wore, like, shorts and, like, punk t-shirts. And,
yeah.
Like, I wore, like, hats, like, backwards hats and, like... Like, you know, I didn't look like them, but, like, Chucky didn't care, Los didn't care, but, like, for some fucking reason, the drummer cared.
Where's the drummer now?
I don't fucking know, dude. Like, and I don't hate the guy, like,
So he just talked so much shit, like, or was it he talked shit, or could he tell you, like, hey, what are you wearing shorts, or, like, what was it? Like,
no,
the drummer that was, like, I'm out.
I guess it was, like, because, like, Chucky being, like, my actual friend, being, like, dude, this guy, like... He doesn't want to, like, make you, like, a permanent member because, like, you don't look the part, and he thinks... And he's always, like, talking, like, saying I look weird and stuff. And then they're always like, damn, that fucking sucks, dude. I was like, you know, I know Chucky didn't care. I know Los didn't care. But, like, this guy who, like, every time I saw him was, like, you know, like, my friend. Mm-hmm. Remember him being my friend was, like, talking bad about me. And, like, it made me feel like shit, you know? So, like... I called him out on it one day, and he was like, no, bro, it's not like that. And I was like, oh, it's cool, dude. Like, I'm just going to quit the band. And then, like, I quit the band, and then that was it. I did do one show with the band afterwards, and it was because...
The Frostfire reunion?
Yeah, the one in Aladdin's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was only because Carlos asked me. And I wouldn't have done it if Carlos didn't ask me. But that was, like, I think that was the last show before they, like... came back as an actual band.
Yeah.
Like with like Chaz and Kiki and Josh. But yeah, that's how I ended up in Frostbite, was because of Barking Backwards.
Damn. Yeah. And then so you quit Frostbite.
Yeah.
And what happened?
I quit Frostbite, and then I still tried to do Barking Backwards for a little bit, and then I kind of got over that too, and then we played our last show, which is, like, really funny talking about it now, is we played our last show with Despise You.
Oh, really?
And Excruciating Terror at some warehouse in Gardena.
Dang.
And, like, that was it. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to start a new band. Started Deadbeat. And then Deadbeat was, like, way more, like, successful than Barking Backwards was. Because I think I kind of saw what I did wrong with that band. And then,
what did you do wrong?
I don't know. Like, I think I just wrote shitty songs. You know? Like, I kind of, like, didn't... I was just kind of, like... let's do this and let's record and just put it out because like we need more music out there. When like I started to think a little bit more of like, oh, like you can't just like put out anything, like your songs kind of have to be like good for like anyone to kind of like your band, and
it should be something.
Yeah, like, or whatever, like, you know, like if you want to be in like a band that does stuff, you kind of have to think about things a different way. You got to get out of that like backyard mindset, you know what I mean? So I got out of that mindset, and then I joined a band with, I joined Deadbeat with Nick Townsend, who's like, he's like one of my closest friends too, like to this day. Like he, all the stuff that I work on, like he masters all of it. Like he's my mastering guy. And he, like, he played in like Dr. No, he played in this band called Broken Needle, he played in a band called Catholic Spit. Like he's been around, and he used to be in Knife Fight. I don't know, the band Knife Fight with like Todd Jones was in it.
Yeah.
And and Nick's been around, he's been really cool, and he is the one that like taught me a lot, like about kind of being in a band and making everything like worthwhile for you, because you can't just like do stuff like willy-nilly, and like you kind of have to think about things a little bit more. Like you can't play every show that fucking gets offered to you, you know? Like there's got to be like, not that like that like you have to get paid, but like, you know, there's got to be like, it's got to do something for you, you know what I mean? Like the whole point of like if you want to be in a serious band, at least like you want to play a show and hope that like you can like, you know, gain more fans or whatever, you know what I mean? So he's the one that kind of taught me that early on, and like, you know, after Deadbeat I joined Despise You, and then after that like kind of just like started doing music like all the time. Like once Deadbeat happened, that was when I just, like, my life was just music.
And you just, so basically throughout that, you had just, like, random jobs and, like,
wearing
bands.
Random shit, yeah. Like, I was a
lot. Anything crazy that happened in between, like, during that time?
No, not really. Like
For all your, like, most of your 20s, it was just, like, being band, like, just grinding it out, making music, trying to make it, like, worthwhile.
Yeah, like, really, that was, like, it. Like, I just, like, I always just, like, wanted to play music.
And why did you break edge when you were 23?
I was with, like, an ex-girlfriend, and, like, we're eating, and, like, they had, like, ordered a beer, and I was like, damn, that smells good.
A beer?
It smelled good. I was like, oh, let me try it, and I tried it, and I was like, oh, this tastes like shit. But then that was it. Like,
so you're still straight-ish?
No.
Now you smoke weeders?
No, I mean, I don't do anything, you know, like, at least, like, not, like, recreationally, where, like, I don't go home and, like, have a beer, or, like, I don't go home and smoke weed for fun. Like, I just don't do anything.
So
I have straight edge tattoos, so maybe some people would think that I am still straight edge.
So how are you not straight edge? Just because of that one time?
Yeah, I don't really like claim it or anything like that. Yeah.
But you are technically.
I'll have a beer, dude.
I was like, damn, you really didn't say you're not straight edge because of that one time. I was like,
well, like, I mean, that, don't get me wrong. Like, since then, I've, like, partied and stuff, and, like, you know, I smoked a lot of weed at one point, and, like, you know, I've gotten drunk with friends. Like, my fucking, what is it, my 29th birthday party, dude, I don't even remember. Like, so, like, I'll
drink. Okay, say, never mind.
Drink, but, like, I don't do it all the time.
Like, when you drink, you drink.
It's only, like, once or twice a year where I'm like, yeah, let's party. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So it's really rare that I do anything like that. Yeah, I don't really, it's not, like, unless there's, like, a reason, like, I don't really do it too often.
Say.
Yeah.
All right, and, I feel like we've covered so much ground so far, but all right. So now you're in. How did Beyond Pain start?
So I used to be.
Or what was, like, the idea behind that, man? Like, what was, like, supposed to be, like? Like, what was the inspiration? Like,
well, like, I liked everything. Like, I liked hardcore. I liked, like, death metal. I liked power violence. I liked the grindcore shit. You know. So I was just kind of like, dude, like, it'd be sick if I, like, could start a band like this. And Daniel from Deadbeat was, like, a guy that, like, I would talk to about it all the time, and you know, we kind of referred to, like, Spaz a lot, because we were like, dude, like, imagine we started, like, a three-piece band, like, we all sang, and they didn't all sing in Spaz, but, like, you know, I was like, what if, like, you, me, and whoever we got to play drums, like, sang too. And we're just like, we would talk about it all the time. And then once Deadbeat stopped happening, I started just, like, writing a ton of, like, new music. And it was just kind of, like, hardcore, but it was also, like, had, like, blast beats, and there was, like, breakdowns, and the songs were, like, 40 seconds long. So I wanted to do just something, like, really different. And I was jamming, I was in a band with, it was very brief, I was in a band with Yogi, Aldo, and Janet, like, a while ago.
What was the band called?
Was it?
What was the band called?
It's called Cement.
Oh, yeah, I know that name.
Yeah. And,
what happened to that band?
I don't even know. Like, we'd never, like, we recorded, and we never, like, put anything out or ever finished it or anything like that. That's really funny that, like, we're talking about this right now, because this morning I was, like, listening to those, like, demos. And I was going to send it to Aldo and be like, dude, what's up? Like, but, you know, like, it's not really something, like, I'm interested in doing anymore. But
what, like, it sound like? That's like an all-star lineup right there. Who sang?
Aldo did, yeah. It was me, Aldo singing, and then I also sang too, and Yogi sang on some songs, and Yogi played drums. Jaina was playing guitar, and our friend Sean, who plays in Entry, played bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of like,
what did it sound like again?
It was like, I couldn't even tell you, man. Like, maybe some, like, Madball-ish sort of stuff, but there was also still, like, some heavy, like, breakdown parts. You know, it was cool. Like, not like chuggy breakdown parts, but, like, you know, like, mosh parts, you know?
Like New York hardcore, basically?
Yeah, kind of, like, yeah. I think that was, like, all those things behind it. Like, it was mostly him just being like, make a riff like this, and I'm like, all right, and I'll just do it, and he's like, that's sick, and I'm like, cool. And that was it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it wasn't anything that, like, admittedly wasn't fully invested to. I was just more excited about hanging out with all those guys because I love them, you know.
Barking and Backward Cement reunion show?
No way, dude. Yeah, the Cement reunion show, like that, like we never even played like a last show. Yeah. I don't know, but.
And then, all right, so Beyond Pain stops happening. And then now you do. How'd you join Despise You? How long have you been in Despise You for?
Oh, I joined Despise You when I was 23.
So you've been in Despise You for a while?
Yeah. So Deadbeat and Despise You were kind of parallel for a little bit. Like, I joined Despise You.
How the hell did you join Despise You?
So Despise You and Deadbeat, we did like a run of shows one time. Like, we did like San Diego and we did like TJ. And then, like, we just like kind of hung out and. It was cool, and we did a show at the Roxy with Despise You with, like, Pig Destroyer, and, like, that was really, that was, like, our, like, biggest show that we ever did. Like, it was, like, really cool. It was sold out, and like, I couldn't even tell you, like, why they, like, hit me up, but, like, I was already, like, kind of friends with Chris and Phil, and, you know, like, I would hang out with Phil, like, periodically, and, I get like a text from Chris and like he'd be like, "Hey man, what's up? Like, how you doing?" And I was just like, "Damn, this fool never fucking texts me." Like, yeah. "What's up, man?" Like, you know, I'm like excited because it's Chris and like I never talked to him. And then he just kind of asked me like a bunch of like weird, bizarre questions. Like, "So is Deadbeat gonna like tour?" And I was just like, "I mean, we want to, but like we can't really find the time." And he's just like, "Cool. Like, hey, do you have a passport?" And I'm like. No, and he was like, "Dude, you should get one, man. Like, you never know what could happen." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay, like, whatever."
Sure, I was like, okay.
And I was just like, "Cool, man. Like, all right. Like, I don't know. Didn't really know where it was going." And I mean, to be honest, I probably didn't even text back. And
this was all in a day, or like,
this was like the same day, and I was like, "Okay, like, cool, man." And then probably like a few days later, I get another text from Chris, and he's like, "Hey, dude, like, can you jump on a call, like, later? Like, Phil and I want to talk to you." And I was like, "Okay." Like, and I just thought that they were going to, like, because, like, he had asked me if Deadbeat was going to tour. He had asked me if I had a passport. I thought he was going to ask Deadbeat to, like, go on tour and, like, because they were.
You really had no, like, zero.
Zero.
You never thought about it.
No, not once. And, like, I thought that they were going to be, like, so we're going to go. Because I knew that they were going to go to Japan, the band, because when I had hung out with them, Phil was talking to me about it. And then I was like, dude, I texted Deadbeat. I was like, "I think Despise is going to ask us to go to Japan. They're asking me all these weird questions." And Nick was like, "Make it happen, dude. Let's do it." And then I was like, "Cool, I'm about to get on the phone with them." So like, I get a phone call, and it's Chris, and Phil is like three-way calling. Some like total old guy shit,
yeah.
Three-way phone calls. And then, Chris is like, "Hey, dude. So I got Phil on the line right here, and we just want to like talk for a little bit." And I was like, "All right, cool, what's up, guys?" And Phil was like, "So check it out, man. Like, you know, we know like you're doing this band, we know you're doing this, and like, so and so is actually gonna like move back home, and we're gonna need like a bass player. So like, we're wondering if you wanted to jam with Despise You." And I was like, "What?" And there was like, "Yeah, like." Are you down? And I was like, I almost said no because I knew how much they were touring at the time, and I knew like how they only did like international stuff and like stuff where they actually like got on planes and like flew somewhere to play shows. And like at like in that split second in time, I was like, "Damn, dude, I don't know if I can do that." But then I was like, "What the fuck am I thinking, dude?"
Yeah,
like, of course. Like, and I was like, "Yeah, dude, of course." Like, when do you guys want to jam?
Did Noke ever come out of your mouth?
No.
Or like,
no.
It's just in your head?
This all happened in like half a second. Yeah. And I was like, ugh. Like, I just couldn't like think about it for a little bit. And then,
thank God. I mean,
I know.
It would have like, that would have been a huge, like,
the biggest mistake.
What if? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And, I just kind of told him, I was like, "Yeah, dude, of course. Like, let's do it. And let me know when you guys want to jam." And Phil was like, "Cool. Like, maybe we'll jam, like, I don't know, I think he said, like, next week or something." And I was like, "Cool, just, like, send me, like, a set list or something." And then Phil was like, "Yeah, like, actually just, like, listen to the songs and, like, when you come to practice, like, we'll go over everything." I was like, "All right, cool." So, like, I was like listening. I've always like loved Despise You, but I've never listened with the intent of like learning their music. And it's the second I like did that, I couldn't like hear shit in those recordings. Dude. Like those recordings are like such ass. Like to like know what they're playing. Yeah. I was like, dude, I can't even fucking hear what's going on. So I started like watching their live sets and like just like learning their songs that way. And then I practiced with them a couple times, and like I kind of learned like half of a set like before I got there, and like kind of like played it like, you know, like if I've been playing with them, like it was cool, you know, like it was really fun, and like I learned the songs pretty quick. And
did you lucky cry?
No, I didn't.
Never a tear came out.
No, yeah, but like damn, like there was like, I think it was like the third practice, like Chris showed up, and then
he didn't show up for the other one?
No, like it was like the other two, it was just me and Georgie at the time, and me, Georgie, and Phil.
George, right, the drummer?
Yeah, he's an ex-drummer now.
Oh, he's not a drummer
anymore? No, he plays in Dead Body with Taylor now.
Yeah.
And then now...
Is this like... Have you guys played shows a lot of?
No.
Oh, he's just recently. This is like...
Yeah, this is like pretty recent.
Exclusive.
Now. I guess. I mean, like, we don't... I mean,
you heard it here for that.
Yeah. I mean, like, we didn't really plan on saying anything. Like, we already kind of, like, announced that we have, like, a new drummer.
Who's the new drummer?
It's Andrew from Apparition. The guy with the beard.
Oh, the beard. Hey, did he play that band in Cavity, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think, yeah, I remember, yeah, if it is, that's cool.
Yeah, maybe I'll ask him about it, but, like,
damn, he can play fast?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, he's fucking sick, dude. Andrew's probably, like, one of the best drummers I've ever heard.
If it's, I'm pretty sure he played in Cavity, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, what is that, like a
hardcore band? I was like,
no, that wasn't him.
Sure.
He's not a hardcore kid. He's, like, a straight-up, like...
No. I think, is he from Whittier?
No, he's from Bakersfield.
I want to say it was him, though. Maybe I'm wrong, though. But I'm like, I want to say 80% sure it was him.
Yeah.
But it was like short lived, though. I was like, yeah. I remember you had like.
I know he's played in like other bands before, but I don't think there were bands that really did much.
Yeah, and that band didn't do much.
Yeah, and I think it was like the third Despise You practice. Chris showed up and he was like, "So what's up, dude? You want to be in the band?" I was like, "Fuck yeah!" And he was like, "Cool, I brought this." And it was like a bottle of like. Champagne, and like we went in the backyard, and he went and like popped it in the backyard, and then he was just like, "Welcome to the band, dude." And I was like, "Damn, dude, I'm in fucking Despise You now. That shit's crazy, you know."
And did you tell mom?
No, like my mom didn't care, but she knows. Like,
who's the first person you told that you'd be like, "Damn, you gotta know this"?
I mean, probably like all like my best friends, like my buddy Eddie. He was like a really close friend of mine. And, like a few other people that like I was hanging out with a lot of the time.
Like, y'all Despise You.
Yeah, like the band Deadbeat knew too. I was like, because after
what happened? Yeah,
after that phone call, I was like, hey, so I just got off the phone with them, and they were like, so what's the deal? And I was like, they asked me to like jam with Despise You, and they were like, no way. And I was like, they were excited, so it was cool, because like Deadbeat, like me playing in Deadbeat and Despise You, that just means like we just get to play with Despise You.
What's some of the coolest shit you've seen? You like you've been in Despise You for 7 years, so what's some of the coolest shit you've seen at a Despise You show?
Oh, dude, like. I mean, we've kind of, like, been, like, all over the place at this point. Like, at least I've been all over the place with them. My first tour with Despise You was Japan. Like...
But, over the years, like, damn, like, I can't believe, like... I don't know. I don't really go to a lot of Power Rangers shows, but the ones that I go are, like, you know, like, local bands. Like, I don't know. I was like, what do you expect at a Despise You show?
I mean, it's really, like, kind of like how it's always been. Like, there's, like... I don't know about now, because, like, we haven't played in L.A. since Sound and Fury.
And even then, I heard it was awkward.
Yeah, it was super awkward, but I had a fun time.
I would have... What year was that?
That was 2019.
Was it the same year Generación played?
Yes.
Yeah, see, like, I would have
loved... Because they played upstairs.
Yeah, like, to me, that's, like, there's two favorite Sound and Fury lineups. That one, and the one where Product to Waste and Alpha played, which was, like, 2000... off the top of my head, maybe like 11, but like those are my two favorite ones. But like I love that shit where you could go see like where Criminal Instinct's playing, the Generación, you know what I mean, and then Despise You's playing below.
I think Criminal Instinct started playing towards the end of Despise You's set, actually. Like that was like, cause you know how it was like staggered, so like it was like the last 10 minutes of Despise You's set is when Criminal Instinct started upstairs.
Oh.
And I was pretty bummed. I was like, fuck, I wanted to like
see
them, and but like I didn't get to see them.
No, but like that's like cool. You mean like like that, sure. Like I would have loved to like just like spin kick to Despise You. Even though you really can't, but like Yeah. Like, musically, but I would have loved to just, like, hit all the hardcore kids. Like,
Xavier, you know, did. Fucking SOS Xavier.
I know he, like, likes a lot of shit. Yeah. Like, I know he, like, genuinely likes a lot of shit.
Yeah, it was so funny because, like, he before, like, the Sound of Fury, say he came up to me, he was like, Andrew, I want to grab the mic during No More Feelings. I was like, fucking do it. He goes, would he let me? I was like, yeah, just go up and do it. And, like, he didn't, but I just saw Xavier, like, jump off the stage and, like, literally fly. Like, I thought he was floating for a second. It was hilarious.
Sick.
But, yeah, like, and I know Xavier, like, moshed to Despise You and stuff, which is really cool. But, yeah, like, we don't really play, like, L.A. that often. And it's, like, almost like a party sometimes when it's, like, our show. You know? Like, it's cool. Like people will kind of, like... I mean, the next show we're playing is at the Echo, so I don't know how much partying is going to happen.
I wish I was there, man.
But, like, you know, in past Despise You shows, L.A. shows, they've always been, like, people...
crying.
Know, drinking and fucking... doing their shit. And, like, it's always cool, you know? Like Despise You shows are fun, man. Like, everyone's singing along. Everyone's having a good time. It's never, like, weird or
awkward. I was just like, I don't know. I don't know. Circle pit. Like, what are you like? You know what I mean? It's just like people. Just like
it's more of like a sea of people sort of thing. Like it's like everyone's like pushed to the front. Like there's no real like.
I get you. Like it feels big. It feels like a big band.
Yeah, it's cool. Like it's like it's not like a hardcore show where like there's like the pit area.
Yeah, like the horseshoe.
At a Despise You show, like people are in the front, like. There might be a circle pit or something, but like it's mostly.
Dude, Chris, do the fucking podcast. I've hit him up so many times. We've been so close so many times for like 2 years. Like,
is he down or?
He's down. No, one time it was my fault because Puerto Ricardo was playing their last show at the Velasco for Your Children. Well, not their last show, but like I don't know when the hell they were going to play again. Yeah. So I was like, man, I was like, these are my friends, you know what I mean? Like, I've gone to Vegas with them, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta... And then I even told Chris, I was like, hey, Chris, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because we were supposed to do it that morning. I want to do the episode right, and I probably will get, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? With you. So I was like, can we do it another time? So yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And ever since... But, like, there's been other times where he's like, yeah, I'm down. And then I'm like, okay, when? And he just, like, doesn't reply. Yeah. So it's just, like, for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 fucking years, Chris.
I think when you first hit me up, it was, like, 2 years ago about him, where you were, like...
That was a long time ago.
Like, you think Chris would do it, and I was just like, yeah, just hit him up, you know?
Oh, my God. And then I told him, like, hey, it's funny, the first time I hit him up, I was like, hey, like, I talked to Andrew. And then at the end, you had, like, Andrew J or something, like, on your Instagram. Yeah. And I was like, he's like, who the fuck is Andrew J? and I was like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, oh, like, Andrew plays bass for you, or he plays in your band. And he's like, oh, sick. And he's like, who are you? And I'm like, very, you know, like, yeah. Like, I mean, I've heard a lot of, like, but, like, I was like, dude, legit, I want to do that so bad. Yeah. I don't know if he wouldn't do it in person, but I feel like...
He would. I think he would.
He's like, well, even when we're doing it, we just say online. Because if he would have told me, hey, pull up to my house... I would have, like, not seen Player Card, no matter what. I would have gone to his house.
Right.
I would have walked it there. I would have done anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, no, I feel like if we do it, like, it'd be worth his while. Like, I wouldn't be, like...
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, because we're, like, we grew up around the same area. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, and I feel like he kind of gets a lot of things.
Yeah, he's cool, man. He's, like, him and Phil have been more father figures to me than my own dad has been.
What happened to your dad?
I don't talk to him. Yeah, he's just, like, out of my life. Like, I don't...
Like, did, like, ever since the beginning, or, like...
No, like, probably, like, my, like, mid-20s, where, like, I just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just had a falling out with him, like...
Why did you guys have a falling out?
Just, like, a lot of, like, he's, like, a... not a very good person, you know? Like, he kind of,
parents,
like,
still together?
My mom and dad? No. Yeah. No. Like, that's been done for a really long time, but, like, he's kind of, like... My dad's just, like, not a good person, so...
Like, a Mexican misogynistic person?
You already know.
Yeah, you already know.
He's just not very cool, and like kind of like lies a lot about shit. And, yeah. So I haven't like.
What was your mom proud of you? Like, it's like, damn, like, mom going to Japan. Like,
yeah.
Like, remember that shirt I had when I was a kid? Like I'm like going out to my dad now.
Yeah. Well, she still doesn't really like understand like the significance of it to me.
Yeah.
But she knows that like I'm doing okay, and like. That's all she cares about.
No,
like,
more can you ask for
it? Yeah, you know, like, and that's cool because, like, I wouldn't expect my mom to be like, "Oh my god, like, yeah, I remember this band,
Westside Rising."
I wouldn't expect
with her the needle in their mouth.
Like, I wouldn't expect my mom to like kind of like know any of that stuff because I don't think she ever really cared about what I did growing up. But
like, and when you mean like they're more father figures, like, what are some examples you like to share?
Like, they just have so much like life experience, you know, like, and. Kind of will be like, you should probably, like, do, like, Chris is always like, dude, like, if this shit ever, like, this thing you're ever doing, like, falls apart, like, you know, I got you, like, all I gotta do is put in the word for you at the city, and, like, I can you, I can hire you. I'm just like, oh, thanks, man. And, like, and he just always, like,
I just had deja vu about this right now.
What's up?
I just had deja vu about this specific moment right
oh,
now.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. How about you saying that? Yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, it's cool. But, yeah, like, and, like, I used to live with, I lived with Phil for, like, 3 years.
Dang.
Like, well, was it, like, 18, 19, 20, 21? Yeah, for 4 years. Like, up until recently, like, when I moved in with my girlfriend in Boyle Heights. But, like, you know, like, they're cool guys, dude. Like, they've done a lot of shit. They've made a lot of mistakes and learned from a lot of them. And, like, that's something that, like, I never got from my dad, you know?
Mm.
Like, accountability was, like, something I never got from my dad. And, like, those guys have, like, you know, I talk to them about stuff all the time. And, like, they just kind of have, like, a perspective that I never really got from someone that's older than me that I can see as, like, a... not necessarily like an authority figure, but like someone that I can kind of look up to.
Like the Rock.
You know, yeah, like I never had that. Yeah. You know, like my dad was always like pretending to be that, but like never really was.
What's your dad now?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Like that bad?
Yeah, like he's like, I know he's still alive as far as I know, but like, I don't think he's like.
I don't think he cares.
No, no.
But he wouldn't even care to like to talk to you?
No, because I think he would have already tried.
Or like you think if you were to tell him like, hey, like, I'm like, oh, like, I've done this. Or, yeah. Like, showed him, like, you think he would, like, even try to pretend to care?
Probably. Like, I think he would, like, I don't think he would, like, not care, really. But I think he would definitely, like, be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool, mijo. Like, I'm so proud of you. But, like,
yeah.
That's not really, like, important to me. I'm more looking for that from my mom, you know what I mean? I didn't get that a lot from my mom growing up. So, like... when I get that from my mom, it's, like, a lot more special than it was from my dad. Because, like, I feel like my dad was, like, trying to be more of, like, a friend than, like, my parent. Whereas my mom is, like, more of, like, my mom than a
friend. See, I don't get that. Because, like, my mom is also like that.
Yeah.
But I, like, when I was a kid, like, I thought, like, they were coming from a good place. Like, oh, like, they just, you know, they just want to relate to you. I mean, they just, like, you know, want to be, like, more than just your parent. But then it's something like that, and you're just kind of, like... like, it's just, like, you're so focused on, I don't know, maybe being a friend that it's not really about being there for me. It's more about, like, you or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure, yeah.
And that's weird.
I think it's fucking weird as hell, too. Like my dad was never, like, the guy that was, like, don't do that. Like, that's bad. Like,
yeah.
My mom was the one that was, like, don't do that. But, like, my dad, like, kind of, like, tricked a lot of us, or like me and my brother specifically, into thinking that like doing these like things, like doing whatever we wanted, was like a good thing, you know what I mean? Where as like my mom is like, you kind of like, this is going back to what we talked about earlier, is like, it's kind of cool to be like, it pays to be a little careless sometimes, but like you kind of have to give a shit, you know? And like my parents were just that. My dad didn't give a shit, my mom cared. And like my mom was very, like, protective of us. And I think she was, because she saw what was happening to, like, me and my brother. Growing up, my dad kind of, like, trying to get into our heads and have us, like, pick sides all the time. Looking back at it, it's like, oh, my mom was right the whole fucking time, you know?
But do you ever question she was right?
Yeah, I mean, of course. Like, when you're a kid and you're impressionable, like, it's easy, well, you know?
Well, more so, did you choose your dad's side?
I mean, I guess only because, like, I felt like my, like, I was, like...
approachable.
Like, I was told that my dad was right by my dad. So, like, what else am I supposed to do, you know? Like, and I'm a kid. I'm young. I don't really know, like, what the gravity of the situation is. Like, why they're going through this. But, like, I look back at it now and, like, I almost, like, I feel bad for my mom. Because, like, you know, there were, like, a lot of, like, real crazy boiling points in the family. Like, and it all fell on my mom. And I never thought about it as a kid, you know?
Hmm.
So, like, looking back at it now, it's, like... I know why my mom was the way she was, is because she was just protecting us from my dad, you know?
And are you the middle or oldest?
The middle kid.
Middle kid?
Yeah, my sister, she was 30 when she passed away, my sister.
Do you mind, you want to talk about her? Like, not necessarily on like kind of like...
No, she was 31 when my sister passed away. Sorry, she just turned 33, so she was 31.
This was 2 years ago already?
Yeah, my sister passed away. Next month will be 2 years since my sister passed away.
And how was she?
dude.
Or like if you, as much as you like to talk about.
Oh yeah, like, no, I love talking about my sister. Yeah. She was fucking funny, dude. Like, probably like top 10, maybe even top 3 funniest people that I knew. Like her and I like had such like a unique brother sister relationship.
She was older.
She was older, yeah. And I don't know, man. She was so funny, and it kind of sucks, like because like towards like the end, before she died, like her and I like got into like a really big fight, and like I didn't really talk to her before she died. So there was like we got into a fight, and then like there was a month where like I didn't really talk to her, and then she died. You know,
what was the fight of?
Over some dumb shit, dude.
Like it was nothing like
shit. Yeah, it was so dumb, and like I wish I could have just been like the one to be like, hey, let's not fight, you know, or like even the ones to like kind of just text her and be like, hey, like I'm sorry, or like I love you or something. I never even got to do that. And yeah, dude, like she just kind of like super suddenly like passed away.
What did she pass away of, if you don't mind me asking?
It was, I think, well, I mean, I'm trying to see if like how I can like go around saying it, but like she just kind of, she died of an overdose. I just say it. She died of an overdose. And, yeah. Like, I don't know if it was, like, something that was, like, we didn't know if she was doing drugs. You know what I mean? Like, none of us knew. And I think this is, like, a really common thing for, like, a lot of people that do drugs. Like, you don't really know when someone is, like, on some shit. You know? Like, especially with, like, meth. You know? Like, I've talked to, like, my buddy Nick. Like, his dad kind of went through, like, you know, being addicted for a while. And he would just kind of tell me, like, dude, like, I've seen a lot of my dad and his friends growing up, like, on meth. And you would never know that they were on drugs, ever. But
did you know she, like, took drugs at all? Or, like, you
didn't know? I knew in high school, like, she had fucked around. I mean, as your kid, yeah. You know.
But, like, you had no idea, like, as an adult?
No.
Did, like, your older brother knew?
No. None of us knew.
So it was, like, a surprise, like...
Yeah.
Like a real, real.
We like literally couldn't believe it. We're like, damn.
Like, well, like, did you ever like talk about like, did you ever have like serious conversations like before that of like, just like life or like depression and shit like that?
No. My sister was very,
well, like, no, I mean, I don't know her anything, but like, it's usually like the people who are the funniest are the ones that are the.
Yeah. No, right? I know that for sure. Like, my sister was really, really antisocial.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I would show up to my mom sometimes and she would just be in her room, and like it would probably be like 2 hours before she even came out and like said hi, you know. And it wasn't always like that. Like there was a long time where like my sister wasn't just my sister to a lot of my friends. Like she was also my friend's friend, you know. Mm-hmm. So like she was like that, like we had that kind of relationship where like we could have just like went to any of my friend's house.
So every time she like started shutting down.
Yeah.
And did you like notice? Like, did you notice? Or like, yeah. You look back now and now you notice? Or like,
yeah.
You noticed, or did you notice then?
No, yeah. Like, there was definitely like, you know, once like somebody passes away, like you kind of, that's, you start thinking about all the shit. You know what I mean? You start thinking like, oh, this makes a lot of sense now because of this, or it opens your eyes up to, like, it gives you a different perspective of something else in your life that, like, you know, you realize we might have been taking too much energy out of you. So, like, you kind of, like, you know, like, that sort of thing, like, it changes your fucking life, you know? Like, but, like, when she stopped, like, kind of hanging out and, like, being really, like, reclusive and, like, would isolate herself, like, it was noticeable, but I never thought anything of it, you know? You never think
anything. And she lived with your mom at that point?
Yeah.
And your mom
she worked with my mom,
too. And your mom didn't know.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude. Like we got like a toxicology report, and they were like, yeah, like there's some shit in your system. And my mom called me and told me, and I was like, what the
fuck? Well, what'd you think before that? Like, what'd you think it was?
No, man, it was like, I don't want to talk about it too much.
Yeah,
but, like, it was like a, no, it's okay. But it's like, it was a lot of like confusing shit. Like, we didn't know what happened to my sister for like 6 months until after she died.
6 months?
Yeah, well, because like this is also like at the height of COVID.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? Like there were like autopsies happening Dude, just getting someone to, take my sister in, a mortuary was really hard. It was really fucked up. We would go somewhere and be like, hey, getting my sister's ashes was really fucking hard. It was so crazy, dude. They gave my mom, a case number, and it was, 001, blah, 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 blah. And it was, five or six numbers after that. And my mom would call and, be like, hey, why is it taking so long? And then the person was just kind of like, well, that number that you have isn't, just, any number. That's, the number...
In order?
Yeah. That's, the order of people that we have to go through. And this is how many... That's how many people that, have been... have died in, the last... it was crazy, yeah. Dude. It was fucked up. And, We didn't know if it was COVID. We didn't know if it was foul play or anything like that for a long time. So we're
I think that drives you more insane.
Yeah, my mom was to this day, dude, I feel so bad for my mom, and because I don't know what it's like to lose your first kid, you know? That was my sister, but
you see them literally.
Yeah,
you give birth literally.
Yeah, that was my sister, but that was my mom's first kid, you know? And, losing your first, anything, I imagine is,
Did it not change anything with your dad or with your mom, or...?
No. Not between them, no. My dad did try coming back into my life at the time, and was, you know, he was kind of hey, I'm here for you, I love you, and I kind of told him, fuck off, because, I was like, bro, it took you, Ashley dying. My sister's name was Ashley. I was like, it took you Ashley dying for you to come back and apologize for all the shit you did.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Don't text me. And that was it. And then, yeah, it changed. That shit changed your life, dude. You know, she was really close to me, and, a lot of my friends loved her, and, having something like that happen to you, really changes what you value in your life, you know? There was a lot of people in my life at the time that when that happened, I knew, it kind of opened my eyes to what I was doing. I'm putting this much energy into this, I could be maybe putting more energy this way, or this sort of person take this much energy out of me. Why am I doing that to myself? You know what I mean?
Yeah. People forget we're not here forever.
Yeah.
Whether you die now or in 100 years, people forget. Once you wake up every day and you're accustomed to what's next, you forget that. Damn, you're really you know, all that shit you were saying on Twitter, all that beef you had, all that.
It's fucking nothing compared to when you're gone, dude.
Yeah. You're gonna be gone. You know what I mean? And that's what you're doing.
Yeah. And I fucking, you know, I had a very fatalistic point of view about life when my sister died. Everything that I was doing, dude, I was what's the fucking point? I'm just gonna fucking die. You know, it happened to my sister. She had plans of she wanted to start being, she wanted to start her own little business, or you know, she wanted to she didn't have her license, you know, so she wanted to get her license, and she wanted to learn how to drive. My sister never got to learn how to drive. You know, she had a dog that she left behind that was literally her fucking baby, you know. There's a lot of shit that my sister didn't get to do that opened my eyes to what I am putting my energy into. Because if I put my energy into the wrong shit, it's only gonna I'm just wasting time, you know. I don't want to waste time. There's a lot of stuff that I wanted to do for my sister, so that's why I started doing this shit without any backup plan, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna do it now. You're gonna have to do it even if you fail.
Yeah,
even if you fail, you know, I mean, yeah, you're if you're gonna die, at least you're not you can go with oh well, I was gonna do this or I wanted to do that.
Yeah,
and, you failed, but you did it.
Well, failing doesn't always necessarily mean you have to stop.
Yeah, know? Yeah. No, I mean, failure is not a bad thing if you did it.
You probably the most valuable thing that could happen to you if you're trying something and you fail at it. It's we'll try it again.
Just a lot of big people did, even music, art, anything, photography, business, corporate shit, like, you know, you're not gonna, I'm not, like, even me, like, I'm not gonna start a band tomorrow and it's gonna be a fucking, I don't know, like, hey, Brie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably gonna sound like shit, you know what I mean? But then, you know what I mean? But it's like, but then, maybe that band gets better, maybe I have to start three different bands, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything that we've kind of talked about today, like, all the bands and shit, like, you fail at one of them, just try it again. Like, look at Frostbite and Desmadre, you know what I mean? Like
Frostbite was around for 10 years, literally.
They were a long... I was around when it first happened, and, like...
I mean, you were on a Metal Blade record, on a Metal Blade... Band on a metal on the Metal Blade label,
yeah,
and that failed.
Yeah.
And then now but if you didn't do that, you wouldn't have been in Japan.
Yeah,
would despise you.
I mean, like, and it's just like that all came with failure.
Yeah,
know what I mean, that all came with like me like being like, damn, I really fucked that up. Like, yeah. Or like, let's not do that again.
Or you know what you don't want? Like you said, Deadbeat. I mean, like, you learned a lot of things. You know what I mean? Maybe the band isn't like, oh shit, you know what I mean, you're the dude from Deadbeat, but you know what I mean, but it's a monumental thing that shaped you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's everything, you know, like everything is kind of like an evolution of itself.
Yeah.
Like, and you kind of just have to keep going, and if you don't want to keep doing what you're doing, then find something else to do, you know. Everything, failure is like super important, and it's kind of easy to forget that shit too, you know. It's easy to get down on yourself when, like, you fail at something.
What's success without failure, you know?
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. But I think that's a good way to wrap it up.
Damn, it's been an hour, dude.
Yeah.
God damn.
I feel like we covered so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a solid hour. It's a solid fucking hour. And I know you gotta, like, go to it, so I don't...
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right. But, yeah, Despise is playing two sold-out shows in the Echo.
Yeah. Well, the first one's not sold out yet. It's like 30 tickets from selling out.
The first one?
Yeah.
The one without Apparition?
The one with Apparition.
It's not sold out yet?
That one's not sold out. But it's almost sold out.
I'm gonna buy the ticket now. Well, yeah. I'm gonna get it. I don't even have a job, but whatever. I'll figure it out.
I'll get you a ticket, dude. Yeah. I'll make sure you get in.
Thank you. Yeah. Hopefully Chris. Dude, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Chris.
Appa.
I love Despise You. Please.
Appa, get on the pod, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you for listening, everybody. And this was really cool.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.